This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
COVID-19 holiday shopping warning.
The shocking new claim. 55% of new COVID cases come from big box stores.
Then, Joe Biden's boot.
Up your foot!
And the anti-mask governor.
This is how we do social distancing in our state.
Her granny just died in a COVID-ravaged nursing home. And the elderly couple they call Romeo and Juliet. What their daughter wants every American to know.
They were both dying at the same exact time, and it was awful.
Plus, billionaire mystery.
What we've learned about the fire that took the life of the genius behind the online shoe company Zappos.
And how it hit close to home for Inside Edition's Victoria Ricagno.
My kids are very, very close with him.
And My Name is Elliot. Oscar-nominated actress Ellen Page announces he's transgender. And intruder alert.
Please get out of my apartment right now.
He burst into her apartment as she was recording a TikTok video.
Please get out.
Then she gave birth to her own daughter's baby.
My mom giving us this gift means everything to me.
She gave us the biggest blessing we could ever ask for.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelvey in today for Deborah. With Thanksgiving behind us, holiday shopping is in high gear, and health officials warn that's a recipe for disaster. The CDC just labeled shopping in crowded stores a higher risk activity. And as Les Trent reports, the timing couldn't be worse.
There's a new warning today that big box stores may be COVID super spreaders. It comes just as Christmas shopping gets into high gear.
Most stores insist that customers wear masks and social distance. But despite that, the CDC considers shopping in large stores a higher risk activity. In fact, a new study in hard-hit El Paso, Texas, shows that 55% of the new cases are directly linked to shopping.
And found out that 55% of the positives were coming from shopping at large retailers, what we term as the big box stores.
So how can you shop and stay safe?
People have to be extra careful during this shopping season coming up and try to go with a purpose shopping, not to browse, but knowing what you want. Buy it and get out.
The CDC says shoppers should use curbside pickup or delivery where possible. Shop quickly. Spend as little time in stores as you can. Use hand sanitizer as you leave. Wash and change when you get home. Meanwhile, the governor of South Dakota, controversial for her anti-mask stand, has suffered a terrible personal loss.
People that want to wear masks should wear masks, and people who don't shouldn't be shamed because they choose not to.
Governor Kristi Noem's grandmother just died in a COVID-ravaged nursing home. The 98-year-old woman was one of 13 residents who died at the nursing home, although authorities claim she is the only one who did not have COVID-19. But they would not say what she died from. Noem has famously played down the pandemic. She supported the motorcycle rally in Sturgis in August that turned into a super spreader event, as well as that no mask Trump campaign rally at Mount Rushmore. And pandemic fatigue seems to have gotten to this woman who had a meltdown in a New Jersey bank.
You are not going to tell me what to do. I'm a scientist. There is no corona. Don't make me wear your mask.
Try telling that to this grieving wife. ICU nurse Lizane Jennings has lost her husband and her mom to the virus, all within 3 days.
I think I go to bed and I pretend my husband's upstairs watching TV,
I think I pretend that I can stop by my mom's later. And even if it's just in that moment, it gets me through.
And from one heartbreak to another, this couple was married for 47 years before both died of COVID-19 in the same hospital at the same exact time. Now their daughter is speaking with Inside Edition, calling them a modern-day Romeo and Juliet.
They were together for 5 decades, inseparable to the very end. Patricia McWaters and her husband, LD, died of COVID-19 at 4:23 p.m. Mere seconds separated their deaths at a hospital in Michigan.
Just like so many others with, you know, such great love stories, they wouldn't have made it without the other for very long anyway. I'm really heartbroken, but I'm so grateful for them to be, you know, to have left together as well.
Joanna says her parents were very careful during the pandemic. Her mom was a nurse. Her dad was a former bodybuilding champion who always took care of himself. But 3 weeks ago, they let their guard down for just one night when they went out to dinner.
I'm pretty sure that they picked it up in, you know, a local restaurant. People walking about the restaurant without their masks.
They were stricken within days.
My mom called the ambulance and it came and picked them both up and took them to the hospital.
As Joanna was saying goodbye to her mother, her father was in another room on the same floor.
Then they burst into the room and said that, you know, my dad was coding. So I was taken, you know, just whisked from one room to the other, and they were both dying at the same exact time, and it was awful.
Joanna says her parents would want their COVID story to be told as a warning to everyone.
I just really hope now that, you know, Mom, the nurse of 35 years, can save lives from heaven.
The couple's daughter tells us the funeral will have to wait till after the pandemic because hundreds want to attend. And now we're getting our first look at Joe Biden's walking boot, which he's been wearing since fracturing his foot while playing with his German Shepherd. Today, the vice president-elect introduced more of his cabinet while also showing off his new accessory.
President-elect Biden showed off his new boot today.
How's your foot?
Good.
He gave a thumbs up before limping away. Biden's fractured foot, which he injured while playing tug of war with his German Shepherd Major, has quickly become the butt of late night jokes.
Biden is now going to have to wear an orthopedic boot for a few weeks. So in a way, Trump and Biden both got the boot this month.
Nobody wants to start a new job in a walking boot. It's hard to act tough with China when you have to leave a press conference in one of those knee scooters.
Meanwhile, President Trump is on the warpath, lashing out at Arizona's Governor Doug Ducey for ignoring him. Ducey, a Republican, was certifying his state's election results yesterday, confirming Joe Biden as the winner when his cell phone rang. Recognize that tune? It's Hail to the Chief, the governor's special ringtone just for the president.
I had to change the ringtone on my phone. And it rings Hail to the Chief because I didn't want to miss another phone call directly from the White House.
But watch what happens. He doesn't answer. In fact, he totally ignores it.
Oh, that is cold.
You know what? You didn't just do that.
Trump bashed Ducey when he called into a meeting of supporters in Arizona.
You have a governor named Ducey who just rushed to sign certificates.
And a Trump lawyer, Joe DeGeneva, is taking heat for a shocking attack on Chris Krebs, the top cybersecurity official who was fired by Trump for saying the election was the most secure in history.
That idiot Krebs, that guy is a Class A moron. He should be drawn and quartered, taken out at dawn and shot.
Are you worried about your safety?
Today, Krebs said he's considering legal action against Team Trump.
I've got an exceptional team of lawyers that win in court, and I think they're probably going to be busy.
Even the president's own Justice Department is saying it's time to move on. Today, Attorney General William Barr said they have not uncovered any evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the election. She rose to fame in the teen pregnancy movie Juno. Now, Ellen Page is going public with a very personal change. She will now be known as Elliot and identifies as transgender.
A surprising announcement from movie star Ellen Page. I want to share with you that I am trans, Page writes on social media. My pronouns are he, they, and my name is Elliot. I feel lucky to be writing this, to be here, to have arrived at this place in my life. Miley Cyrus responded to the news, Elliot rules. Page earned a Best Actress Oscar nomination for her breakthrough role of a high school mom-to-be in Juno in 2007. She also stars in the popular Netflix superhero series The Umbrella Academy. Page came out as gay in 2014. Today's announcement that she is no longer Ellen and will henceforth be called Elliot is still quite a shock. To all the trans people who deal with harassment, self-loathing, abuse, and the threat of violence every day, I see you, I love you, and I will do everything I can to change this world for the better.
Page says along with feeling empowered, there's also fear of becoming the target of jokes and even worse, violence. Well, after struggling with infertility, this woman's doctor suggested a surrogate, but she didn't have to look very far because it was her mom who volunteered to give her the greatest gift of all. Amber Cogliano has their story.
When this baby grows up, she'll have quite the story to tell. Because the woman cradling her is not only her grandmother, she gave birth to her, too. Incredibly, at age 51, Julie Loving, yes, that's her real last name, became a surrogate for her daughter.
We're just so fortunate and lucky that she did this for us. Really, the most selfless thing anybody can do.
Brianna and Aaron Lockwood struggled with infertility for years and suffered several miscarriages.
You feel so helpless because you want to help your kids, you know, when they're having a hard time and struggling. And with something like that, you really can't do anything. You can't help them.
After Brianna's doctor suggested surrogacy, her mom had an idea.
What did you say to her?
I kind of just shot her a text and said, you know, I would love to help you and be your surrogate.
I just laughed. I just kind of brushed it off and was like, Mom, no, you're crazy. Like, that's not possible.
But Julie was serious. A fit marathon runner, she was medically cleared to carry the baby and began taking hormones. Using one of Brianna and Aaron's embryos, she became pregnant on the first try. This was Julie pregnant in 1990, and here she is 30 years later in 2020. The family soon learned they'd be having a little girl. On November 2nd, Grandma gave birth to little Briar Juliet with Brianna at her side.
What was it like the moment your mom gave birth to your daughter?
Hearing her cry for the first time, I just had tears streaming down my face. I don't think anybody in that room wasn't crying.
There are special perks to being grandma.
Mom is enjoying her full night's sleep, and we're enjoying our sleepless nights.
I'm really enjoying the grandma life, for sure.
A lot of moms say they would do anything for their kids, but your mom took it to a whole new level.
There's no words. She gave us the biggest blessing we could ever ask for.
Grandma lives just 15 minutes away and visits her daughter and the baby every single day. He is the CEO who played a pivotal role in making the online shoe company Zappos a billion-dollar brand. Now he has died in a mysterious house fire, and the tragedy hit close to home for Inside Edition reporter Victoria Recanio, who was close friends with the businessman. Stephen Fabian has more.
The mystery deepens into the fiery death of Zappos shoes billionaire Tony Hsieh. The 46-year-old entrepreneur died from smoke inhalation during a house fire in New London, Connecticut.
One person barricaded inside of a room.
Investigators say Hsieh was locked inside a storage shed.
The male is barricaded inside. He's not answering the door. Everyone else is outside trying to get him to open up.
When firefighters got to the scene, it was 3:26 in the morning. They saw dark smoke coming from the back of this home. Rescue crews had to break in through the storage shed to get to the billionaire, but by the time they pulled him out, it was too late.
We have one victim being pulled from the fire now, unresponsive.
Shea died 3 days later in a Connecticut burn center.
Are you able to tell us anything about the investigation, how the fire started? Do you have any clues?
Not yet. It's still under investigation.
New London's fire marshal was on scene today searching for clues to the November 18th fire. The $1.3 million waterfront home is owned by Rachel Brown, a cellist and former high-level Zappos employee. Despite his enormous fortune, Shea had been living humbly in a 200-square-foot Airstream trailer with his two alpacas. Inside Edition's Victoria Racano was a close friend for 20 years. Today, she's sharing intimate photos like this one with her son, standing in front of Shea's Delivering Happiness bus. In this video, Victoria and Shea, who retired as Zappos CEO in August, cook up some fun with singer Paula Abdul in Victoria's kitchen.
He was one of the most generous, intelligent, kind person. One of the things that he always said that he always wanted to do for everybody was to make sure that he delivered happiness.
Victoria says the Harvard grad who made $1.2 billion selling shoes had very simple values.
I always laughed because he only had two pairs of shoes.
How does the CEO or the one-time CEO of Zappos have two pairs of shoes?
He never cared about materialistic things at all.
The coroner's office ruled Shea's death an accident, but there are still a lot of questions about what happened.
Next, Lori Loughlin, Christmas Miracle.
I have so many questions.
Will she make a big TV comeback?
As we reveal her life behind bars.
She's been put in her own cubicle with three other women.
And intruder alert.
Please get out of my apartment right now.
He burst into her apartment as she was recording a TikTok video.
Please get out.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Is actress Lori Loughlin planning a comeback from behind bars?
Could Lori Loughlin be making a TV comeback after she's released from prison?
I have so many questions.
The creator of the popular Hallmark series, When Calls the Heart, that Loughlin once starred in, is hinting at her possible return. Everybody deserves second chances, Brian Bird was quoted as saying. He also responded to a fan on Twitter who was hoping Christmas may bring an announcement of her return. From your lips to God's ears, Bird wrote back. Loughlin is currently serving her time at the federal prison in Dublin, California, for her role in the college admissions scandal. So, how is she doing so far?
She's been moved to the general population, so that means she's out of quarantine status. She's been put in her own cubicle with three other women, and they tell me that she's doing okay.
They tell you she's doing okay.
Correct, just okay. The COVID-19 is just rampant through Dublin prison right now. So that's just a concern.
Loughlin is scheduled to be released at the end of the month, possibly in time for Christmas.
And when we come back, scare for a TikTok dancer. She was filming a TikTok video when the unthinkable happened.
A terrifying moment as a young woman makes a new TikTok video. She's dancing in her living room. Suddenly, a man has burst into the apartment through a second floor balcony door.
Who are you? Please get off.
Initially, when I saw his hands in his pockets and I was standing there fearful, I thought maybe he was going to come at me with a weapon.
As she backs out, she's able to grab an image of the intruder standing at the balcony door in Maryland.
Please get out of my apartment right now. Please get out of my apartment right now. Get out. Get out.
Right now I'm standing directly in front of my apartment, and the second story balcony right here is where he had entered.
You can hear her knock on a neighbor's door for help.
Hello?
When I had seen him face to face, I recognized him almost immediately based off of his clothing, and knowing that I had seen that face and that outfit around my apartment complex many, many occasions.
25-year-old Hannah Viveret says it could have been much worse.
Had I not made a run for the front door, he could have possibly tried to, you know, barricade me somewhere else in my apartment.
Who are you?
36-year-old Angel Rodriguez Gomez was charged with burglary, assault, and stalking. Up next, little girl trapped. Finally, dad locks his baby girl in his car with the keys. Watch what happens next.
These buttons right here.
Oh, God, she's going to start the car. She's pushing the start button.
Yeah, right? No. This one. Here, these buttons. On the door. Yeah, those buttons. Yeah, push the other one. Yep. Push the one next to it.
Hey. Success.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.